Dr. LeQuiver.
As you know, my friends, I was a priest in Spain, Magister Canon in the Cathedral of Tarazona and Professor of Dogmatic Theology during 14 years. And when I was appointed professor, I had to study deeply all the doctrines of the Roman Church. And immediately I became disappointed with many doctrines of the Church, because I realized that many of these doctrines were not consistent with the Word of God, and even with the history of the early Church. But I had not impartial information about the evangelical doctrines, and so I began to slide into the agnosticism, as many young priests do. You must know that only in Italy, over 6,000 priests left the Roman Church after the Second World War. If you ask, for example, any single Roman Catholic in Spain, what is a Protestant? He will say immediately, a Protestant is a heretic who does not believe in the Virgin Mary and thinks that if you believe, if you have faith alone, you can do everything you like. With this wrong opinion about the Protestants, I could not become a Protestant, certainly. But I was sliding into the atheism, and then I realized by personal experience something that you all must know. And this is that faith is a gift, a pure gift of God. Because precisely then I remembered a name, the name of Samuel Vila, Baptist pastor in Spain. And I wrote to him quite sincerely, first of all because I wanted to come out from this spiritual crisis. And then also I must confess by curiosity to know what was a Protestant at last. And he replied to me in a letter full of understanding, full of sincerity, full of serenity also, and full of unction of the Holy Ghost. He said to me, first of all, my friend, you must know that the solution of your spiritual crisis does not consist just into passing from one confession to another, but in a true conversion to God through Jesus Christ alone. I said to myself, it is funny, so many years being a priest and I did not realize that we are saved in this way. I thought that I was saved through the Church, because according to the Roman doctrine, only the Church is the only mediator between God and men, the only who can interpret in infallible way the Holy Bible, the only who can save through the sacraments, the only who has the Holy Spirit in peculiar way to save, to guide, to teach. But then I realized that we are saved not precisely because we belong to a church, even being the purest church in the world. You must remind yourselves this, because it's a very important matter, my friends. You are not saved because you belong to a church, not because you belong to a denomination. Only when we personally are in direct contact with God through Jesus Christ, we can be saved. John, in the first chapter of his Gospel, says, pointing the finger personally upon each one, as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. Personally, one by one, we must be saved. Then he said, you must study deeply the Holy Bible. I said to myself, I am studying every day the Holy Bible. Even more, I had to prove the arguments for the Roman doctrines from the Bible. How could be this? Many people in England ask me, if you were a priest in Spain, you had to read the Bible. I said, of course. And why was it that you were not converted by the reading of the Bible? I said, it is quite clear. It's very easy, the answer, my friend. I was 10 when I was in the seminary. I was taught all the Roman doctrines from this early age. I was taught Latin and Roman doctrines 4 years, philosophy 3 years, Roman theology 5 years. When I approached for the first time to the Bible, I was 18. So during 8 years, I was taught all the Roman doctrines before I could approach to the Bible. In this way, I could not find the true Bible. I must confess that when I began to study deeply the Holy Bible without the Roman prejudices, I began to find a new Bible for me. And finally, Samuel Vila said to me, "You must pray continually, my friend." I said, "Well, I am praying every day, but how different prayer in the Roman Church. I do not know if in England, if in Ireland, is a little different, but in Spain, I never found 2 people together praying spontaneously in the Roman Church. I remember that one of my friends has a little girl of 3 years old. This girl went through the street to her chapel, of Christian family, and she met the parish priest of the Roman Church. And he said, "Where do you go to?" I go to the chapel. "What for?" "I go to pray." "And what do you pray?" I think that you pray Our Father. Do you know Our Father?" She said, "Oh yes, I know you, Our Father. We say Our Father in the chapel." "And in at home, do you pray at home also Our Father?" And she said, "Oh no, we pray Our Father in the chapel, but at home we are talking with God many times." This was wonderful, talking with God, because we know that prayer is something spontaneous with God, and we can talk with God as Our Father. It was wonderful that a girl, 3 years old, could teach what is prayer to a Roman priest. So I began to change my mind. I realized by studying deeply the Bible that many doctrines I was teaching my pupils were not consistent with the Word of God. And I began to think about my passport, because in my diocese was quite forbidden by the bishop to underwrite any passport for any priest. But by much prayer, I could get the passport. And I wrote a letter to my bishop when I was leaving Spain. I said, "My bishop, during the last months, I was studying and meditating deeply the Holy Bible, and I've realized that many doctrines I am teaching my pupils in the seminary are not consistent with the Word of God. Please, read Galatians 1:8. Galatians 1:8, Paul says, "But if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." I said, "I do not dare to be accursed, so I must leave the Roman Church. But I assure you that in the day of the great judgment, you will not repent from the confidence you have put in me, because the only one passport was for me." So I came to England, and I began immediately to work for my countrymen. And I am sending, as you know, 2 per week evangelical messages to my countrymen, and I am receiving wonderful letters. We are touching wonderful results. I ask you to pray very much for these people, that true freedom may be given to my country, to be able to preach the pure gospel of Jesus Christ to them, and to discuss honestly, quietly with many of them that are sincere. Many young priests of this generation, if they could get impartial information, they could be ready for the gospel.